Good morning, Nachum. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parshas Emor. Whoa, what a rich Parsha. According to the Chinuch, Parshas Emor contains no less than 63 mitzvos, 24 positive mitzvos, and 39 restrictions. You have at the very beginning of the parsha, as the sefer is called Torah's Kohanim, the laws specifically for the Kohanim. We find at the beginning of the parsha the laws that are once again specific for the Kohanim, namely, number one, to whom they can marry. Kohen cannot marry a divorcee. A Kohen cannot marry a convert. And in addition, and these laws apply today, in addition, you have the laws of Tuma and Tara, of purity and impurity regarding the Kohen, that the Kohen cannot go to a funeral. Interestingly, the Torah says there are seven exceptions to whom Mr. Cohen can, and according to Rabbi Akiva, not simply can, but should, must go to the funeral of his relatives. And these are the relatives that all of Israel sit Shiva for. We learn out which relatives one mourns and sits Shiva from that which we are told regarding the Kohanim. Next, in this week's Parsha, you have the Parshas HaMoadim, the halachos regarding the cycle of the holidays, beginning, interestingly, not for today to discuss. Shabbos is put at the top of the list, and then comes Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. These laws and the holidays are identified for us. And at the end of the parsha, you have the incident of the Makalel, the one who cursed Hashem, and the punishment that he received. Among the many mitzvahs included within the holidays is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, that we are in the middle thereof. And I'd like to discuss the interplay of two different Omer, which I hope you're going to find interesting and exciting. The first thing the Torah tells us in chapter 23 is Pasuk 10, right after the laws of Pesach. The Torah says that when you come into the land of Eretz Yisrael and you're going to cut the harvest, and we're talking about the first harvest, which happens to be barley. Barley ripens before the wheat. So when you cut the barley harvest, the Torah says, "V'havesen, you shall bring es omer," literally a measure of reishis katsirchem, the first of your cutting, to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah continues to refer to this korban mincha. Now, what does that mean? There are different kinds of korbanos. There are animal korbanos, bird korbanos. As we find at the beginning of chapter 2 of Vayikra, there is a Korban Mincha, which means a Korban of flour, F-L-O-U-R. And there is a personal Korban Mincha, an individual who can't afford a extensive Korban. His Korban of flour is beloved before Hashem, just as the wealthy man's Korban. But in addition, there are certain Korbanos, Minchas, Tzibur. There are certain Korban Mincha, flour offerings, which are brought on behalf of the community. So this Korban, the Korban Omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, this is a Korban on behalf of the Jewish community, as the Vechinuch explains in Mitzvah 302, that this Korban is to say thank you, Hashem, for the barley crop that we have just received. Meaning, we don't take things for granted. They're not just there because we were privileged to have it last year and the year before. We recognize, Hashem, that we have it only because of you. So on the second day of Pesach, we say, thank you, Hashem, for the barley harvest. Why not on the first day of Pesach? So the Chinuch says very powerfully that the first day of Pesach is exclusively for the celebration of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that when we were privileged to be taken out of Egypt, and no other theme should be blended into that, but rather we bring it on the second day of Pesach. Now, it's not by chance. The Torah continues, same chapter 23, verse 15. The Torah says, "Usfartem lochem," you are to count, "Mimocharas Hashabbos." How many Torah do we have, everybody? The answer is two. Don't you tell me that you know what Shabbos means, that Shabbos is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Yeah, you are right, most of the time. But in this context, take a look, bring it to the table. Chapter 23, Pasuk 15, Torah says you have to start the counting of what we call Sfiras HaOmer from the day after Shabbos. And the rabbis tell us that this word Shabbos is the first day of Pesach. It means from the day after Yom Tov, second day of Pesach. Once again, the Torah says, from the day that you bring the Omer HaTenufa, the Omer, that measure, well, we'll get to that in a minute, measure to the Beis HaMikdash. So on the second day of Pesach, when you bring the barley to the Beis HaMikdash, on that day, you start counting, quote, Sfiras HaOmer. The Be'er Yosef asks a very basic question. My friends, what is an Omer? And there's only one answer. The answer is, it's a measurement. It's a measurement of, not a liquid, but a solid measurement. Where do we find the first time the word Omer in the Torah? That is in conjunction with the Mun. When the Mun came down, so we're taught, excuse me, in chapter 16 in the second book of the Torah of Shmos, whereby almost the entire chapter is devoted to the Mun. So the Torah tells us regarding the Mun, that the Mun came down Omer Lagogoles, which means that each person was allocated from heaven an omer's worth of mud. A bigger person, the omer satisfied him. A smaller individual, the omer satisfied them. There is an omer's brought for each person. And the last verse in chapter 16 tells us, what's an omer? The omer is a siris or eifa, a tenth of an eifa. It's a measurement. So is it not strange, asks the Be'er Yosef, that we're counting from Pesach to Shavuos. In Mitzvah 306, the Chinuch explains why we're counting. We're counting from when we left Egypt on the second day until we come to Kabbalah HaTorah, because that was the whole purpose of our leaving Egypt. Hashem says to Moshe at the burning bush, Zelchos, Moshe, this is the sign that I am sending you to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. Votziacha, when you take them out, Esa'ami Mitzrayim ta'avdun, you shall serve in 50 days. Eswalokim al harazeh, you're to serve God 50 days on this very mountain. Ah, so what's going on here? We have a measurement of how much mun came down, and this period is known as the counting of Omer, the counting of measurement. Unbelievable. We know much later on it's rabbinic, but why are there no weddings this coming Sunday? Because it's the time of the Omer. Amazing that this time period should have such a strange name, namely an Omer, which means a measurement. We don't pause to think, what does the word Omer mean? We just know that we're counting the Omer. We just know that we observe the laws of the Omer. What's going on here? So the Be'er Yosef says so beautifully that the Omer we're referring to is really that same Omer of Mun that the Hashem brought down during the 40 years in the desert. Now watch. The Medrash in Parshas Emor quotes Rev Brachia, who teaches the following. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Emor lohem liYisrael, teach the Jewish people. Kisho yisi nosein lochem es haman, when I gave you the man in the desert, ho yisi nosein omer lochol echa ve'echad, God gave an omer for each individual. As it's written, as I quoted before, but now, listen carefully, that you've come into the land of Egypt, now that that's behind you, lest you should forget that phenomena, listen carefully, you're to bring an omer on the second day of Pesach to me. Listen to what's going on here. How many omer, how many portions of mun did Hashem provide for the Jewish people? Take out your calculators or your pens and paper and do a little math and bring this to the table. There were approximately 2 million Jews at that time that left Egypt, that came to Israel. The Torah says 600,000 men, at least the same number of women. Those were between 20 and 60. Older people, younger people. So the number 2 million is very much in the ballpark. So 2 million people, each one got a portion of mun per day. We know that it didn't fall on Shabbos. We have Lechem Mishnah to remember the mun. Now watch. So we're talking about 14 million portions of man per week, right? Once again, 2 million people, each one got a portion of man, so we're talking 14 million a week. A month, 14 times 4 is 56 million. 12 months in a year is 762 million. Now here goes. We got man 40 years. 762 million times 40 is a total of 30 billion. 480 million portions of man did Hashem deliver to the Jewish people over the course of 40 years. And he asks us to remember this by our bringing annually one Omer of man for the entire nation. It's not like each and every one of us will in the future, did in the past, bring a portion of man. No, one for the entire nation. Unbelievable. So listen carefully, everybody. There's such a beautiful message that comes out of this Be'er Yosef, and that is Hashem gives us so much and he asks so little in return. Whoa! What a beautiful machshava. Now listen carefully. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds us. All he asks of us is just wait. Before you eat, make a bracha. Hashem gives us the ability to use the restroom, and we have healthy bodies. All he asks of us is that we recite a bracha afterwards, Asher Yotzar Es Hadam B'Chochma, that we recognize the brilliance of Hashem and how he maintains us with healthy bodies. Hashem gives us parnasa. He gives us a living, right? And listen carefully. All he asks of us is some tzedakah in return. And amazing, when we give that tzedakah, we're giving it, we feel good, look at me, I'm writing a check. And the answer is unbelievable. It's not our writing the check. Hashem can support the needy without us. It's our opportunity to connect with him. So this week's parsha of Emor has a beautiful message for all of us. Share it at your Shabbos table. He, capital H, gives us so much and asks so little in return. Shabbat Shalom to all.